we're back at Women in Enterprise. I want to introduce or reintroduce Kathy McConnell. She owns BostonSportsWoman.com and co-founder of Be Healthy Boston. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Tell me a little bit about yourself, just the two enterprises you're involved with, and then the event coming up next January.
Sure. So BostonSportsWoman.com is really more a following of my passions. I lost my job about 2 years ago and determined, well, I'll just be a writer. I always wanted to be a writer. So I entered the blog world and discovered that there was this entire plethora of information on anything. And it's hard to really find what you want to find, the key things. And so I'm a fitness person, fashion. I love food. I love to cook. I love my family. And I love my city. I love Boston. So I decided, well, I'll just create something with my business partner, and we will be able to feed those blogs, that content that's out there, and put it into one nice, neat little package. And that's how Boston Sportswoman was born.
Yeah, I got to read some. It was very interesting.
Thank
a lot of great
you.
Articles. I'll have to spend a little more time on the site. But we're here to talk a little bit more about Be Healthy Boston. And why don't you say what the website is?
Sure, it's
for our listeners.
BeHealthyBoston.com. And it's an event taking place next January 28th and 29th in Boston. We are on the verge of signing a contract, so I can't quite release where we're going to hold it, but it will be in the city and at a very exciting place. We're very thrilled.
So you'll be right in downtown Boston?
Yes.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes, very convenient.
We'll stay on the website and keep track of it. Let's talk about the event itself. You're going to have 2 days full of workshops and keynote speakers and all kinds of goodies to look at. But let's talk about some of the topics that's going to be covered.
Sure.
Fitness, nutrition, prevention, family health, weight loss. Those are some topics that are usually covered at an event that is talking about being healthy.
Yeah, and we're taking a little bit of a different approach. There are plenty of healthy expos out there and fitness expos. Ours is taking a proactive approach, whereas the others, events that do take place in the city are free, and generally you can go and have your blood pressure checked and really get things up to date, what have you. Ours is taking a holistic approach. So what we want you to recognize and realize is that there's this whole community around our own community that offers inter-holistic healthy wellness, like acupuncture and Reiki, and from organic foods and organic farmers. So there's a lot more for people out there. And so we're going to bring that to the people who come to the event.
Well, that should be really interesting, especially with you talked about cooking and nutrition, but this is cooking and nutrition from a holistic and organic point of view.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, there's CSAs out there, and we really need to support our organic farmers, as well as our local dairy farms and our vegetable and fruit farms that are local. And we're going to teach you how to eat locally, but also in season.
CSA stands for?
Oh, I knew you'd ask me
I
that.
I know,
community
but
something agriculture.
Oh, okay. Probably community support agriculture. But that's okay. But that's probably
kill me out there.
So that's probably the organization for farmers markets, of people who sell
CSA
local.
Is a way that you can purchase your vegetables and fruit for a season, and you buy it up front, and so you get the crop. It's a crop sharing.
Oh,
it's probably crop sharing.
It probably is Crop Sharing Association. There you go.
Massachusetts produce growers will kill me for that one. But
well, that's a really different way of looking at buying and eating food.
Oh yeah, it's much better for you. It's local. You know the big thing in the grocery store is, where is my food coming from?
Exactly.
Because now they have to state where it comes from.
They have a carbon footprint now.
Exactly.
And also you mentioned some of the other topics which are interesting are healthy travel and green living. Tell me about that, especially the healthy travel. Sounds interesting.
Well, healthy travel really consists of what happens when you get to a destination. There are lots of places that you can go to that focus on the environment. So you can go and take your kids out to the Berkshires and go for a hike. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And you can do a lot of other things. But not only that, if you're going to a destination city, for example, a lot of hotels, for example, like the Westin products, offer running People will run with you in the morning. They'll offer you alternative foods. They're very aware of knowing that these people are regular business travelers. They probably exercise, and they don't want to be locked up in just this tiny little 10 by 10.
Yeah, they usually
room.
Are wrong. Yes. Very, very small rooms.
Exactly.
Unless you're lucky enough to find a pool. I prefer swimming, but.
Yeah, so it's really nice. I mean, the Westin properties are really a great alternative for healthy travel.
And green living.
Green living, of course. That is such a hot topic right now. Green living can be anything from recycling to turning out the lights, very simple little things that you can do, to the products that you use, that the water that you run. It's just really being aware of what we're doing at home.
And the new monitoring, people are now starting to monitor how much electricity they use.
Oh, yeah, that's so critical. I mean, I'm always after my kids when the TV's on and the computer's on and all the lights are on, and I leave a room and I'm like, what's going
Guilty.
On? Yeah.
well, there's actually these monitors. I believe you can get it through the electric company, but you could probably tell me more about that, that you can measure how much electricity you're using. And when they find that people use it, they tend to use less.
Yeah. Well, they're also, I don't think you necessarily have to go out and buy something. All you have to do is just do it. One of my other little enterprises that I didn't mention to you before was that I have something called positive participation. And positive participation is really about giving 5 minutes every day and just being aware of what's going on in your world, whether it's picking up a piece of garbage on the street, helping someone across the street, or anything.
Yeah.
So it's really participating in the world today.
That is nice. And certainly we try to be good citizens. That we're good global citizens now.
That's
we live
right.
in a global community. So tell me more. Be Healthy Boston, again, is next January 28th and 29th, 2012. Tell me about an opportunity to become a sponsor, be part of the marketplace. You could have a newsstand placement or media placement, and then also you can participate in the gift room if you have a product. So tell me about those.
Sure. We'll start with the marketplace. The marketplace is going to be unlike anything that people really have seen before. Whereas this is an event or an expo, if you want to call it that, it's also an opportunity to experience the marketplace. And so, in other words, we'll have actual people giving yoga classes.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
That's fun. Yeah, so you gotta come. So you can test it out, or maybe you want to do Zumba. You've never done Zumba.
I have not done Zumba, and they're like the hottest fitness trend going now.
I haven't even done Zumba yet, so
we
I'm
have
a little
to
nervous
Zumba.
That I'll be off key. I don't know.
I heard it's so much fun. It's like doing, I think, salsa?
Yes.
And aerobics. I've done salsa.
You have?
I have done salsa. Salsa is so much fun. And
oh,
it is
cool.
A very highly aerobic kind of dancing.
Oh, wow.
So make sure you bring your ballroom shoes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a walker, runner, hiker, so I don't know.
I guess I'm kind of a switch hitter because I can do both.
Good for you. So then we'll also have muscle therapies and sports medicine companies, we hope, will also join us to show us alternative massages that can be used.
Oh, yeah, I was going to mention, I hope you're going to have massage and chiropractic, and probably Reiki.
Definitely. It will definitely, and even acupuncture. I'm really excited about acupuncture being there. So
yeah, a lot of people may not realize how effective acupuncture can be for pain relief.
Oh, yeah, and this is really for people who aren't quite sure. They've heard about all this stuff. They've considered maybe going to a chiropractor because maybe a friend of theirs went, but this is an opportunity really to try things out for the first time. It's almost like going to the spa for the weekend in Boston.
It probably will feel like a spa because not only that, you want to talk about some of the products that are going to be there, and just that alone might bring a lot of people in.
Yeah, we're really excited. We are currently looking for sponsors. I mean, it is early yet in our world. So anybody who's out there in the space of holistic health and wellness, we definitely welcome you to check out the website and visit our sponsor and exhibitor section.
So I'm sure you're looking for skin products and hair products.
Oh, yeah, and the all-natural stuff is so important, and really to introduce your products to the community. And we're trying to support the local community as well.
So you're definitely looking for the greater Boston area, but that includes up here in Nashua. We're not that far from Boston.
No.
And talk a little bit about, so we have sponsors. The media placement, there's also opportunity for anyone in media?
Yep,
to join?
There is. We recently, once again, I can't completely announce it, but we do have a media partner that we're very excited about, and some more news will be coming on that very soon. And but the other thing is that social media takes such a critical role in how we talk, and I'm very involved in social media. I don't know if I was tweeting all morning, but so I tweet and I find out information from all my experts that I reach out to out there, and so we plan on including those folks in all the social media aspects as well.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, Twitter is such a great platform, and I'm sure you're going to have the technology for people to probably tweet about the Be Healthy Boston while they're there.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly post it on their Facebook page how much they're enjoying whatever, you know, whatever session they're going to. And any famous speakers, or are you still lining those
still
people?
Lining them
still
up.
Still lining up the
still
speakers?
Lining up. I can say, though, that we are involved with the Zakim Center, and they will be helping us find some holistic approaches to wellness. Whereas they are known as a cancer center, they also believe that if we did these things and we were more proactive with our health and wellness, we would kill a lot of those cancers already.
And I'll bet you'll have somebody there setting everything up who knows feng shui.
Of course.
They're going to be probably setting everything up, so it's experience that everyone can have.
It'll be nice. It'll be more like a labyrinth. You're not going to see rows upon rows of booths and boring things.
Yeah, that's kind of overwhelming.
That would not be in our world.
That would be very interesting, because I've actually done some labyrinth walking, and I think that would be a very cool way to set up.
I can't
something.
Wait for you to come.
I'm looking forward to coming. I've got to get my yoga mat out more often. So tell me a little bit about your future plans for Be Healthy Boston, and then just end with how people can find ticket information.
Sure. Right now, I have to admit, tickets are not quite on sale. We are going to have an early bird special. So do keep checking the website and our Facebook page pretty regularly. And that's Be Healthy
Boston. So probably sometime after June, you think?
Yeah, I think so. But I would check it pretty regularly right now. What was your other question?
Well, what are your future plans? You talked about expanding.
Oh,
this is
going to
be your very first event.
This is our first city.
Your first city, but you have more plans.
But we are looking into other cities. We're looking currently into Denver as our next location, or Portland. So
Portland, Oregon?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh,
should
be specific.
It wasn't Portland, New
Actually Hampshire. I was recently in Portland, and they're very big on green transportation. It's probably one of the greenest cities that way. And they have a beautiful Chinese garden in downtown. So they're very aware of green living. So and of course, the greater Oregon is just gorgeous.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's
beautiful. I have a niece that lives out there, and they just are constantly outside.
And Denver. Let's say Denver is a beautiful city, too.
It is a beautiful city.
But let's not take away from Boston. So what a great way to start your New Year's with a great resolution that you're going to have healthy living this year. And so why not start it out in a great way by coming on January 28th and 29th in 2012?
Thank you.
Tell everybody your email before we leave. This is Kathy McConnell.
It's Kathy, m@behealthyboston.com if you're interested in being a sponsor or an exhibitor. And you can really just go to the website and download all the information there if you'd like. And that's behealthyboston.com.
Well, thanks so much for coming on our show. And any last minute or last parting ideas or thoughts you want to leave people with about this event? What you talked about it being different. Is there anything else that really makes it stand out?
I would say that it's just really not another fitness expo, and it's almost like I said to you before, it's like going to the spa for the weekend. The location where we'll be having the event will have hotel rooms blocked off, so if you want to join some girlfriends for the weekend, we will have food there, and we will have fun times. We'll have early morning stretch. We'll have running if you want to go running. So we're going to do a lot of things as a group and work together and work out together. So
plan your spa weekend and show up at Be Healthy Boston. And I didn't get a chance to ask you a little bit about your own background. So you've done some sports. What sports have you done for yourself? What have you participated in the past?
Well, I'm a former field hockey player, so played that, but really could pick up a ball and play just about anything, or a racket or a golf club. So I'm the ultimate fan. I always root for the underdog. And so that Boston's the perfect city.
Although we've had a good track record in the last 10 years.
And the Bruins, I don't sleep ever at night these last few nights. It's been very hard to sleep.
Because there's a lot of crossover between field hockey. My daughter played field hockey and with skates.
Oh, yeah. My husband calls it running golf, field hockey, but...
It's like hockey.
It is like hockey. I think you have a lot of whistles.
You do have to hit that ball around.
So
you have, and you run now?
I run and hike and work out with my husband and my kids and my daughter, trying to get her going too. So
that's really good. That's a good habit. Not only habit, but a good way to bring up your children too. And I'm sure this expo will be a great opportunity to learn about more healthy habits. We all can do better. I know I need to exercise more and get my bike out. I bike. I'm more of an aqua athlete because I can't run. So I bike and swim. So thank you, Kathy, for coming on Women in Enterprise. My name is Marianne Rogers. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and we'll have new guests in a couple of weeks who will be coming on our show. Thank you. And have a great day.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, it's the Mike Bonacorsi Hour from 12 to 1 here on 1590 WSMN, Nashua's News and Talk. Don't go away.